Chapter 25. Breaking the Drum. On the evening of January the 9th, a characteristic London pea-soup fog, heavily mixed with soot, blanketed the town. Clean Willie Williams, easing down Tooley Street, one eye to the façade of London Bridge Station, was not sure he liked the fog. It made his movements on the ground less noticeable, but it was so dense that he could not see the second story of the terminus building, and he was worried about access to the roof. It wouldn't do to make the climb halfway, only to discover it was a dead end. But Clean Willie knew a lot about the way buildings were constructed, and after an hour of manoeuvring round the station, he found his spot. By climbing onto a porter's luggage cart, he was able to jump to a drainpipe, and from there to the sill of the second-story windows. Here, a lip of stone ran the length of the second story. He inched along it until he reached a corner in the façade. Then he climbed up the corner, his back to the wall, in the same way that he had escaped from Newgate Prison. He would leave marks, of course. In those days, nearly every central London building was soot-covered, and Clean Willie's climb left an odd pattern of whitish scrapes going up the corner. By 8 o'clock, he was standing on the broad roof of the terminus. The main portion of the station was roofed in slate. Over the tracks, the roofing was glass, and he avoided that. Clean Willie weighed 68 pounds, but he was heavy enough to break the glass roofing. Moving cautiously through the fog, he edged around the building until he found the broken window Pierce had mentioned. Looking in, he saw the dispatcher's office. He was surprised to notice that it was in some disarray, as if there had been a struggle in the office during the day and the damage only partially corrected. He reached through the jagged hole in the glass, turned the transom lock, and raised the window. It was a window of rectangular shape, perhaps 9 by 16 inches. He wriggled through it easily, stepped down onto a desktop, and paused. He had not been told the walls of the office were glass. Through the glass, he could see down the deserted tracks and platforms of the station below. He could also see the jack on the stairs, near the door, a paper bag containing his dinner at his side. Carefully, Clean Willie climbed down off the desk. His foot crunched on a shard of broken glass. He froze. But if the guard heard it, he gave no sign. After a moment, Willie crossed the office, lifted a chair, and set it next to the high cabinet. He stepped onto the chair, plucked the twirl Edgar had given him from his pocket, and picked the cabinet lock. Then he sat down to wait, hearing distant church bells toll the hour of 9 o'clock.